Now let's look at calculating class 1A. Remember, class 1A is paid by the employer. It's based on the employee's benefits. There's no class 1A on exempt benefits, benefits that would be exempt from income tax. And there's no class 1A on benefits that are already being assessed as class 1, so the vouchers. For example, a class 1A is a flat rate of 13.8% on the value of all taxable benefits. There's no other rates, it's just that one rate, and there's no allowances before that rate. Let's look at a quick example. So Katie is employed and has the following benefits and we're asked to calculate her employer's Class 1A National Insurance liability for the 2019-20 tax year. So she has a company car of £4,800 and fuel benefit £5,300 at total benefits of £10,100. And then for the Class 1A National Insurance, we just multiply those benefits £10,100 by 13.8%, given the Class 1A National Insurance liability of £1,393.80. I have a question for you to try. So Zoe receives the following salary and benefits in the 1920 tax year. She has a salary of £25,000, a company car £5,250, a beneficial loan of £2,600, and voucher for a gym of 250. And in this question, we're asked to calculate her Class 1 National Insurance liability, her employer's Class 1 National Insurance liability, and the Class 1A liability. And as always, you can download the answers below this video.